The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Are you ready?
You think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. To the masters.
Break it down. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-ESPN. It's hour number two. That's, of course, if you want to get in via the phone lines. You can also hit us up on Facebook. Go to Facebook, find The Blitz. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. And we got a lot more good stuff to come because it's NFL night. Everybody should be in a good mood. A couple of texts, Twitter thoughts and prayers from Dallas for those affected by Thunderstorm Stan in Houston today.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Pretty rough down here. You guys have it nice.
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad it's nice for you up there. But we have to be very careful now because Stan is out there.
Luckily, we've found shelter here at
that's
David
right.
Buster's.
Yeah, we're at David Buster's on Richmond, and that's what you should do. Take shelter from Stan. Come on out here. Happy hour's already started. It goes till 7 o'clock from 9 to 11. They have reverse happy hour. They've got the Mayweather-Berto fight here on Saturday. They've got all kinds of cool stuff going on. And in this room, it's just a great place to sit, eat, drink, watch sports. And right now we're watching
be merry. You forgot about that.
You have to be merry?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that mean I have to wear a wig and a dress or – what?
No, be merry.
Oh, okay.
M-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, okay. I got confused there for just a second. I was thinking that I had to dress up like the Virgin Mother or something. So
no.
I don't really think that's a good idea. Not really my style, anyway. A couple other things. Brian on Facebook is apparently just... people don't have a sense of humor. That's the problem. It's like, to put Houston's quarterback in the category of a bucket of snot, come on. There's a lot of passionate fans in this city. It's important for y'all to respect that fan base. It's have a sense of humor, man. You can't take everything serious, okay? It was a joke.
Yeah.
If you find that disrespectful and have a little respect for the Houston and their team, then maybe the respect for you guys will come in return. I don't give a rat's ass whether you respect me or not, to be honest with you.
God, I'm so glad I stopped reading the Facebook page two years ago.
But frankly, you want to talk about respect? Dude, I've worked in the media in this city since before you were born, okay? And
Before I was born?
No, not before you were born. Before Brian was born. I don't know how old Brian is, but some of the words he uses, I'm guessing. I've been working in this business for longer than he's been alive. And in this city... and have chosen to stay in this city, to cover the teams here, to work with the teams here, to do a show here when I've had ample opportunities to leave. So nobody has more respect for this city than I do and for its teams. But you know what? This is entertainment, man. That's why it's entertainment and sports. That's what ESPN is. And if I want to choose to compare the quarterbacks to a bucket of snot, I'm going to do it. And frankly, that's probably a little nice. Man, okay,
I think you're being fair.
Yours was nicer. that's the show, brother. We're going to do stuff like that. And if if that offends you, then we're probably not for you. And yes, you're going to get some serious sports takes sometimes, but I'm sorry. I think, and you know what I should have said? A warm bucket of snot. Does that make you feel better?
It does feel a little bit better, I would say.
Because the truth is, the analogy we were trying to make was, all right, you have to eat, right, or you're going to die.
You have to eat or you die. That's a law of the land.
All right, and maybe we were being too nice to Andy Dalton by calling him cold cereal flakes with no milk.
No, that's what I really meant.
Okay, how about stale pretzels that are wet versus a warm bucket of snot?
Okay.
Is that closer?
I guess. I still like my cold cereal to potato peelings. That's what I'm sticking with.
So, anyway...
Potato, raw potato peelings with ketchup. I don't want to leave that out.
Will says we have my permission to make fun of the Texans anytime. Thank you, Will. That way, listen, I want this team to do well. I really do, especially for Bob McNair, who I really admire and I like, and it's hard for me to ever criticize the guy. And I've known him since he was just a horse owner in this town, not the owner of the Texans. So, you know, yeah, if I'm going to be disrespectful of his team and that offends you, then okay. But
you guys are boys, so you're allowed to do that.
Well, he gets it.
Right.
He's heard the show before.
He knows the deal.
Yeah, he's been on the show
He knows
before.
What time it is.
Yeah. Anyway, 713. So that's all the run you get today, sir, but thanks for playing. 713-780-ESPN.
Should I go check out the Facebook page and see what's what? That's the gist of it?
That's the gist of it. There's a few other things in there, but, you know, mostly that we're being disrespectful by comparing the quarterbacks to a bucket of snot, which I did.
Yeah. Be nicer.
And Nick wants to know, wouldn't a cold bucket of snot just be a bucket of boogers? Maybe that's nicer. No, because boogers are hard food versus soft food. So I don't think they're quite the same. I don't know. I don't feed on either one, so I couldn't really tell you. Anyway, I don't know how we got on this. 713-780-ESPN. A lot of people asking any plays on tonight's game. No, I've already made my bet when it was Patriots -1, and then I've gone the other way now that's +7.5, so I'm trying to middle it. I do have a small play on Western Kentucky tonight. So
now I'm reading.
That's it.
Now I'm reading his stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. That's why I don't let you read the texts, because they would just piss you off.
He said those comments are why you get the backlash you do. I'm not worried about backlash.
No.
And
honestly,
you know what I worry
about?
You're
the only person backlashing. Everybody else is agreeing with us. So maybe that's a you problem.
You know what I worry about? Ratings. I worry about ratings. I worry about revenue. I worry about sponsors. That's pretty much it.
Our sponsors love us.
Yeah.
Our ratings love us.
They've been solid lately. I feel like we're doing okay.
Yeah. So
we're going to survive this. We're going to survive you calling Brian Hoyer a bucket of snot.
If I'd stuttered when I did it, would it have been better? I
probably would have made it worse.
Okay. All right. Just trying to find a way to entertain the people here and still do a sports show. So, well, since I'm apparently now the major douchebag,
yeah.
Where would you like to go with this?
Where would I like to go in regards to
anything?
Oh, you want to go something new altogether?
Yes, let's do something new altogether. Because
you know what?
Apparently, references to buckets of snot are offensive.
Well, so. There was a couple things I wanted to do today, and one of them may be good for tomorrow. Actually, I want to do a segment where we pick, like, I don't know, our three favorite college lines and three favorite pro lines. And kind of keep a running tab and see how we do over the course of the year with our favorite picks. Maybe John can play along with that. And the other thing I wanted to do was, because obviously football season starts today, I wanted to do what every radio show ever has to do and make our preseason predictions.
Can we be different? Because
you don't want to make predictions?
No, let's be honest. Predictions are everybody.
Instead of predicting who makes the playoffs, how about we predict the top 10 in the draft next year, top 10 draft order. So we'll pick who the 10 worst teams are.
Well, here's – I like that idea, but that kind of – you know,
if you want to be different, then that's different.
No, but here's what I believe, and I know you do too. Teams don't – we're always supposed to make these predictions, but teams have a range. And a lot of it comes with injuries. You know, there's always a few swing games during the course of the season. Like when I look at the Texans, I think, all right, best case scenario, everything goes right. Brian Hoyer's not a total bucket of snot, and there, if you want to be completely optimistic, there are reasons that could happen. And Bill O'Brien got a lot out of a bunch of garbage quarterbacks last year.
Yeah.
What if he's able to do that with Hoyer? What if Hoyer has his very best season?
He could. He could.
And I don't think that's
Ryan Fitzpatrick
unrealistic.
Had his very best season last year, and they still weren't good enough.
No, but he also didn't play the whole year, and you wind up 9-7. Okay, so I think, realistically, this defense is better than it was last year. I'm not so sure the schedule's any harder. There's a couple of teams that I don't think the Jaguars and Titans are complete garbage anymore like they were last year. I think there's a chance you lose one of those or maybe even two. But overall, I think the schedule's manageable. Your defense is better. Still have questions at quarterback. But, okay, get that much out of your quarterback. Get a little bit more. I think the absolute ceiling's 10 wins. That's if everything goes right. I think the floor is 6. That's if everything goes wrong. Because you won 2 games with Case Keenum last year, so
yeah.
You can probably win 2 games with fill in the blank. So I don't know how it's going to play out. I can speculate and I can guess, but I hate that we get called to, you know, we get our feet held to the fire over whatever predictions we make when realistically I think that's the range for that team. All right, let's go to our buddy Jason Braddock.
I heard his prediction last night.
Yeah? Jason, do you care to share your prediction again with us?
On the Kansas City Texans game?
No, on the Texans season as a whole.
Oh, on the season as a whole, yeah. I went through it game by game, looked at a couple things, and I came up with 8-8. Yeah, I could see it swing in a game, 7-9, 9-7, but when you play through any, again, considerations of the big picture of things, I'd be most comfortable with 8-8.
So, Jason, you're out at Christian's Tailgate, which is one of my hangouts in Midtown. Tell the people what's going on.
Well, right now, an intern was talking some trash because they had Gallagher in this Pac-Man up here. So I'm having to school the younger generation about, you don't talk to a guy who's 36 about how you could beat him in Gallagher. So I'm really just taking them to school on that. But big picture out here is that you can come out. The ladies out here will give you a free link to register for our Bud Light Fantasy Thursday. It's going to be going on all year on Thursday night through the football season, where you come out here, grab the link, fill out your roster. It's a salary cap type roster where you pick your players, fit them under the salary cap. Whoever ends up with the highest score each week wins $100 free. So it's a free competition. You lose nothing coming out. Happy hour out here. Get a great atmosphere at Christian's Tailgate. And you could possibly win $100 just for playing fantasy football with us for free. I'm out here on scene. We have some giveaways, and I'll be answering any questions and giving fantasy advice to any players that are interested in my takes on who they should start, who should they pick up, and different fantasy relevant questions.
All right, that's Jason Braddock. You can hear him on Hustletown every Wednesday night with Craig Shelton. He's out there at Christian's in Midtown, and if you're there, they have this if the machine's working, they have a really cool Jack Daniel's slushy thing. Jack and Coke, you need to try that.
Okay.
Just a suggestion. All right, Jason, thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, appreciate your time, Kyle.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Ravens Broncos NFL, 3 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Hey, John, can you let Tiffany Terrell know that she didn't refer to the weather right, that it's supposed to be Thunderstorm Stan? I walked outside for just a second to check on it, and we're not on the dirty side of Thunderstorm Stan right now. We're on the clean side.
Yeah.
So that's your excuse to come out here to Dave and Buster's on Richmond Avenue. Happy hour is until 7 o'clock, and then they'll have another one from 9 to 11, half price on any liquor, so you can get your fill of Jack Daniels or any of the cool alcohol that you like, dollar off all domestic drafts. They've got the Mayweather-Berto fight on Saturday. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But Texture says every real Houston fan has a sense of humor about all our teams. We have to get through some of these agonizing times.
Not everybody does.
No, not everybody, but I would just tell you, if you're a relatively new fan, you better get used to having a sense of humor. NC State, UH. All right.
I understand that you're going to be sensitive about your team, but if you want somebody to make up stuff and tell you that your team's great when they're not, this just ain't the show for you, man.
No.
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just kind of spitting it straight at you.
We're not
the guys who are going to pretend like just because a team's local and we know there's a large fan base here that there's something that they're not. That ain't us.
No.
So there's a station called 610 that will do that till your ears bleed. They'll tell you the Texans are great even when they're 2-14 by the end of the year, but that's not us.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. We're going to give you our real thoughts on it. We're also going to try to do it with a sense of humor. And if you don't find it funny, we're probably not for you. Just like Yeah, I know we have a lot of new listeners. I always tell people we're like alcohol. Sometimes the first time you drink it, you love it, and sometimes it takes you a while, and then you know, at first you're like, what the hell is this? I heard it was good, and then now you drink all the time. There's a lot of people out there who didn't like the show at first. The more they listen, the more they got it. But some people don't like alcohol. I have friends who don't drink. They're not good friends. I don't really hang out with them because they're not my kind of people. But that's kind of what it is. So,
who's your pick to win the NFL MVP, Fred? That's from Facebook.
I will take. See, I want to. You know, I always like to try to pick somebody off the wall. But you know what? I will pick somebody off the wall. Adrian Peterson leads the Vikings to a 10-6 record and has a monster year.
MVP season.
MVP season.
I'll lock him in for comeback player of the year. How about that?
I mean, to me, it's the chalk is the way to. It's either Rodgers or Luck.
I'm going to go Luck.
And
I know that's not fun because it's nothing you can bet on.
All right, but
really.
let's do our predictions and I'll. But I just want a caveat here that I have ranges on all these teams, so I'm going to split right in the middle what my range is, even though I don't necessarily agree with it. Is that fair?
Okay.
So we're doing predictions, but I want it noted for the record that I'm not crazy about it. Go ahead. You may go first since this is your thing.
Okay. You want our division winners and all that good stuff?
Let's do the division winners.
You tell me where to start, Fred. I'll play this game.
Well, let's start with the NFC East.
I like Philly.
Okay.
I worry a little bit about Bradford's, you know, ability to stay healthy, but I think if he is healthy, he's an upgrade over Nick Foles. He's a super accurate passer, which is perfect for Chip Kelly's system. And I think between adding him and adding DeMarco Murray, they may have made the biggest splashes in that division. And I mean, they lost LeSean McCoy, obviously, but I think DeMarco Murray is a better fit for what Chip Kelly wants to do. I think that this is the year that the Eagles really kind of take that step under Chip Kelly.
I agree, although I think the Cowboys, it goes down to the last week.
I'm with you. I think those two teams.
I think it's going to be one of those years where the last week of the season determines a division champ again. And I think I'm going to agree with you, although I still think the Cowboys have a terrific season. Probably a playoff season, but a lot depends on what happens in the other divisions. Giants, I think, are going to be better this year. But, again, I think they'll be in the race to the end. Finish third, Washington fourth.
Okay. I'm going to go Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, and I think all three of those top teams are kind of in the same tier. I don't think they're very far off, maybe a couple games separating them. And then I think the Redskins are picking in the top five.
Texter says 6 to 10 wins isn't a prediction. 80% of teams have 6 to 10 wins. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to predict because that's the reality. Jeez. All right. Let's do the North.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of lame, but I have to say the Packers. I think they are the team to beat in the NFC overall. The Jordy Nelson injury is a bummer for them, but I still think they've got the best quarterback in the NFC and one of the best coaches. I like that team a lot.
I do too. Although the one caveat I'll go here just so that I can do something a little bit different. I think they make the playoffs, but of all the elite quarterbacks, the one guy who does get hurt occasionally is Aaron Rodgers. And as you get older, it gets more common. And I could see him missing a few games. I'm going to pick the Lions to upset the division.
Win the division.
Even though I think the Packers are the best team. But, we got to do predictions, right? Because that's what everybody wants. So I'll take the Lions over the Packers. They both make the playoffs. I have the Vikings third. And I think the Vikings are going to have a very good season as well.
Make the playoffs?
It's going to be between them and the Cowboys and maybe the Giants, I think. And maybe the Cardinals. But I think of that group, they're going to be in that mix right up until the end. I think the Bears are probably 5-11, 6-10.
Okay. I go Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears. I don't think the Vikings jump as much as you think they will. I think they'll be better. I don't think that they'll be in the playoff hunt.
They were 7-9 last year without Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
And Teddy Bridgewater is going to be better. And I love the way they drafted. And I think some of the guys that they drafted the last couple of years step up big time. So.
But I do like the Lions. I think the Lions are a playoff team as well. All NFC right. West?
NFC West, I think the Seahawks win again. Although I do see some erosion this year. And I don't like that Cam Chancellor's not there. I think you're going to see some stuff in the locker room. But they're good enough that they win that division. And I think the Cardinals are second again, Rams third, and 49ers terrible.
I'm the same order. I think the Cardinals are right behind the Seahawks this year, though. I think
if Carson Palmer can stay healthy, that's why I talk about that range thing.
And that's the big if.
I just don't know that he can.
I mean, almost any team, if they lose their starting quarterback, they're in trouble. Most teams in the NFL. Most contending teams in the NFL.
Right.
But assuming that that doesn't happen, I think the Cardinals are – they're so good defensively, so good. And I think that with Palmer out there, they're right there at the cusp. I think they're one of the better coach teams in the NFL. I think they've got a chance to make a real they made the playoffs last year, but I think they may have a chance to fight for this division this year. I think the Rams are good, not great, and I'm with you. I think the 49ers are picking top five or six.
And I would just point out, though, since we're doing predictions, part of predictions are predicting injuries. And I do think Carson Palmer is going to get hurt at some point, and that's going to hold them back. All right, NFC South, I think we'll be one with an 8-8 record. You'll have one representative here. And I think the Saints go 8-8, and they win the division just ahead of the 7-9 Falcons, the 7-9 Panthers. And I think the Bucs are better, but probably 6-10.
I'm going to go Falcons 9-7.
Ooh.
Yeah, winning more games than they lose. I know that's crazy for that division. I'll take the Saints right behind them. I'll go Tampa third, and I'll go Carolina picking near the top of the draft. I think Carolina's in for a rough year.
So your playoff teams in the
My NFC playoff teams, Seattle, Green Bay, Philly, Atlanta, and the two wild cards, Arizona and Detroit.
I would go Seattle, New Orleans, Detroit, Philadelphia. My wild cards will be the Packers and the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
So
on to the AFC, Fred.
Well, we have to go to break, and then we have R.J. Bell. So I'm thinking we do the AFC at 6 o'clock.
Okay, that's fine, too.
So we'll tease you. But anyway, I do think that despite the Lions winning the division, I think the Packers come out of the NFC.
Okay.
That's going to be my team out of the NFC because we have to do this. All right, we come back. We have Christopher Harris to talk fantasy when we return. And then we'll have the gem of the day, and then we'll do the AFC.
By the way, a lot of people messaging and tweeting about this, about Tom Brady. I don't care what Yahoo Fantasy Football just told you. Tom Brady's playing tonight.
Yeah.
That's not right.
No, that's nowhere else. Somebody goofed up there. That's one of those things that probably gets somebody fired. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Dave & Buster's on Richmond. This is the Blitz Fantasy Football segment, brought to you by FanDuel. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And yes, it is brought to you by FanDuel. And if you haven't signed up yet, the spots are going fast. It's FanDuel.com/Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, $5 league. We'll talk about that more in a minute. As a matter of fact, we're going to discuss some strategy about that in just a few minutes with Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert, now runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at harrisfootball. Christopher, as always, a pleasure to chat with you, sir. How's it going today?
It's going good. How excited are we? We're actually getting some real football that counts.
It's time. All right, well, let's start with tonight's game. Obviously, if you've got Brady, you're playing him. If you've got Gronk, you're playing him. I assume Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown are must-starts. Who else out there would you want to have in your lineup tonight?
I think Heath Miller looks pretty good in a weekend where there's some uncertainty at tight end. You're not going to have either Chargers guy, it seems like. Ladarius Green has a concussion. Zach Ertz, I don't know if I want to wait for him on Monday night. So Miller is a borderline top 10 play for me. D'Angelo Williams is the one who I have big questions about. There's a lot of people out there who say, well, must start. And, I think it's going to be a shootout, and I think it's going to, he's going to touch it 15-plus times. And maybe he will. I have to say he scares me. If I have other options, I think I maybe am going somewhere else. It could look dumb because they don't have anybody else at running back for Pittsburgh with Le'Veon Bell suspended. So, Williams could be in line for some work, but by the same token, couldn't they just throw 50 times? I know Williams is still fast in a straight line, but I thought last year he really lost a lot of elusiveness. So He's for me the big wild card tonight. I think I fall on the side of being a little nervous about him.
Christopher Harris, our guest fantasy football expert, and somebody who probably was trying to be funny did something on Yahoo's fantasy saying Tom Brady wasn't playing tonight. And of course, we've obviously told people that's not correct. What kind of knucklehead does that on the first night of the season when fantasy football is going on?
I didn't know about that. So, it doesn't seem nice.
Yeah, especially the first night. Come on, guys. But let's talk about some weekend games. Give us some guys that you like, that some matchups you really like that aren't the obvious ones. Obviously, you can always start Aaron Rodgers and people like that. But give us some kind of under the radar guys that you think could be really good this weekend.
Well, I mean, you know, it always depends on who's on your team. So, you know, it's hard for me to say just random names. I could see Latavius Murray being good against Cincinnati, but again, if you didn't draft him, I'm not sure if you're looking for like waiver wire type guys.
No, just guys that you might be your third running back that you've got on the bench right now because you got two bigger names, or wide receivers where you've already got your guys in there, and there might be some, you know, a guy that was probably drafted as a wide receiver 4 who you would start this week, or a running back 3 that you might jump up and start that people might not be thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to depend on who else is on your roster, so it's a pretty tough question to answer and have it work out for people who are listening. I'd say tonight Marcus Wheaton is interesting. I mean, not too many folks drafted Marcus Wheaton to be fantasy starters, but with Martavis Bryant suspended, I could make an argument that Wheaton is a borderline number 2 wide receiver in a 12-team league. Doesn't promise production, obviously. Devontae Adams, certainly interesting. I want to see it once, and I am interested in James Jones coming to Green Bay. And does James Jones threaten the Ty Montgomery, Jeff Janises of the world to be the number 3 receiver, or does he like trend upwards and threaten the number 2, and suddenly, you know, the top outside receiver for the Packers could be James Jones, and that would be quite a shock. I'm not sure I'm ready to start Jones right away, but it's a reason I think to be a little worried about Devontae Adams.
What do you think of the Lions running back situation? They tell Abdullah he's the third string guy, but I assume that they don't mean that, at least for very long. Joik Bell is hardly done anything this preseason, but they seem willing to give him the bulk of the carries. How do you think that shakes out in the first couple weeks?
Well, the first thing I'll say is just don't pay attention to anything they say, because this drives me batty. Like, the NFL teams have no incentive to be truthful. You guys are in Houston. Like, we've heard Dallas this past just 24 hours. One source says McFadden's the starter. One source says Garrett hasn't made up his mind. One source says Joseph Randall's the starter. Like, we don't know. The answer is we don't know, Cowboy fans, right? And so I feel the same with the Lions, like Abdullah's third string. I mean, nobody believes that. And Joik Bell is ready to handle a full workload. I don't know. Maybe, in a situation like this, I think we assume the committee, and then, anything different, okay, we learned something. The way that it probably should work out, if Bell is healthy, I think he should be the one who gets the most touches. He's a good player. We've talked about him before. I liken him to Eddie Lacy. I think big players with good feet can make that one cut, can catch the ball a little bit. He's not the future of the position in Detroit. He's 30, and he's not going to be there in a couple of years when Abdullah may wind up being a star. If I have my druthers this week in a point per reception league, I probably lean a little toward Abdullah. If I'm in a standard scoring league, a little towards Bell, but neither one feels like a great option, just like those Cowboy running backs feel like a great option because, we just don't know yet.
I was excited for Frank Gore, and I ended up with him in a few of my team or a few of my leagues because I feel like owning any piece of the Colts offense is going to be a good thing, but that Bills defense is pretty stout. Are you any worries about starting any of your Colts this week?
I'm with you. This is one where I kind of think the home dog is looking good in this one. In a lower scoring game than maybe people would normally ascribe to an Andrew Luck offense. I couldn't find enough sure things at running back workload wise to get Gore out of my top 20, but he is lower for me this week in my ranks than he was for drafting purposes, right? Because we assume it's going to get better for him when the matchups get better. Hilton, I think you're using T.Y. Hilton most weeks because he can always make that one big play that can just absolutely win you your week. Obviously using Luck. Andre Johnson's a really good study. I think you know, the three of us know and our listeners know that Johnson didn't look like Andre Johnson the second half of last year. There wasn't a lot of separation there. Maybe it was injury. Maybe it was, you know, just legs wearing down. Maybe Sunday is the freshest he's going to be. But if people are going to struggle a little bit because of the Buffalo defense being good, maybe it's an, you know, more ancillary weapon like Johnson. I know if I had other options, maybe I'd be getting away from AJ in this one.
Christopher Harris, our guest. Christopher, the segment's sponsored by FanDuel. A lot of people are playing FanDuel, including the league that we set up. So I wanted to ask you kind of a different question. I want to throw out this FanDuel 5 thing. I want to throw 5 quarterbacks out there that are kind of inexpensive. And I just want your thoughts on why you would or wouldn't use them if you're going to build that way and go with a cheap quarterback and spend your money elsewhere.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay. So let's start with this one because we just talked about that Colts-Buffalo game. What about Tyrod Taylor, who's only $5,000 to buy on FanDuel?
Right, and I mean, the minimum being $4,500, he's essentially a minimum player. It's about as cheap as you're going to get a starting quarterback. I think there's some logic to it. I don't think the Colts defense is particularly good, and Taylor has the potential to be a better fantasy quarterback and a FanDuel quarterback than real life, because we know why, because of the running. So I would say I would rate him as a definite possibility.
Okay, what about Blake Bortles against Carolina? He's only $6,400 and nothing but good stuff we've heard about him in preseason this year.
I'll tell you, I'd rather have Taylor for cheaper. You know, at that price level for Bortles, I see Nick Foles, against Seattle, but I still probably like him more. Brian Hoyer, tough to say, I like him very much, sorry. But I think I'm going to make Bortles prove it to me 1 week. I admit he was pretty good in the preseason, but this ain't the preseason.
Yeah, we got in trouble for referring to Hoyer as a bucket of snot earlier. So anyway, here's one. It's a little more expensive, but you got to love the matchup against the Saints. Carson Palmer for $7,700.
Yeah, we are sort of in the neighborhood now where it doesn't feel like you're saving a lot to apply to other positions at $7,700. And, you know, I think probably he's there because even when the FanDuel salaries were set back a month ago or so, people looked at that Saints defense and thought, boy, it's not very good. You know, if I was choosing to say between Carson Palmer and Sam Bradford, and Bradford's actually $200 cheaper on FanDuel, I think I pretty strongly prefer Bradford.
All right, two more. Just Kirk Cousins is $6,000 and Derek Carr is $6,300. Any reason to take either one of those two guys?
I think I would like Taylor. Of the real bargain bin guys you mentioned, you know, listen, I don't think either guy, you know, any quarterback can have an okay game. But, you know, Derek Carr for me was bad on tape last year, certainly could improve, and Kirk Cousins was even worse on tape. I think he's a turnover machine, and, you know, that could rear its head. I'll take the running quarterback. I'll take the shot on Taylor in a matchup that I think he can at least be serviceable in.
All right, I'm glad you said that, because that's the guy I was probably going to use on. I'm going to do one team with a cheap quarterback, and I was going to go that way. So I appreciate the insight on that. I now feel much better about it.
Well, I'm glad it could be of service. I haven't quite won $1 million yet, or else I don't think we'd be on the phone. So maybe.
Oh, you might though. This could be your year.
Maybe it'll take me yet.
Oh yeah, just get in our league, man. It's only $5, and first place is going to be over $200. So that's easy money for you. You win about 5 of those this year, you'll feel good about yourself.
Life changing cash right there.
That's it.
Christopher Harris, our guest. Fantasy segment is brought to you by FanDuel. So we got to ask our standard question about which Texans and Chiefs would you use, since those two teams are playing this week, and obviously there's a lot of interest in the Texans, and especially offensively, you got to wonder, you know, is there any value in anybody on that offense?
Well, for me, with no Arian Foster in there, it's all DeAndre Hopkins, and it's going to be fascinating. Can Hopkins, who's been so much fun, you know, so much fun on Hard Knocks and was so much fun to watch play last year, can he overcome what is amazingly, who would have thought the quarterback situation could be worse, but it actually is with no Ryan Fitzpatrick there. I kind of tend to think he can and will and sort of be that player who it almost doesn't, you know, a little bit matchup proof, it almost doesn't matter. I hope he sees a lot of volume. That's all I can say. You know, they don't have a lot else there. At least throw it to Hop, you know, double-digit targets every week, because we like it when Nuke goes off, right?
Yeah. He seems to be the only there you go. Yep. Thank you, John. Seems to be the only outside weapon they have, or at least an established outside weapon they have. I've got one more guy I wanted to ask you about, Chris. Tevin Coleman. And it looks like the Falcons have named him the starter. The Eagles, obviously, not the easiest team to run on. But what do you think of Tevin Coleman's prospects for week one?
Somebody else who I think I'm going to stay away from because, again, I'm not sure what to believe. You know, I don't believe it when the Falcons say that. Why are they telling us that? You know, I'm skeptical. Why they need? They don't want to tell the Eagles what they're going to do. This is the one week where you have the pure element of surprise. So if Devontae Freeman's hamstring allows him to play, my guess is we're going to see enough of him to make him, you know, be troublesome. I think you maybe mentioned the best point, though, which is the Eagles' front seven is good. It was good last year. And it doesn't feel like a matchup that Coleman automatically excels in. So he's outside my top 20 running backs for the week. I'm willing to see him make a big play because he sure made a bunch of big plays in college at Indiana. But for this week, if I could give him a rest and just see what the Falcons are planning, I would prefer to do that.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, fantasy football expert. Real quickly, Christopher, tell him about the website and what you got going on at harrisfootball.com these days.
Yeah, there's ranks you can go look up. I got standard and PPR ranks at harrisfootball.com, and we have a podcast every single weekday, 5 days a week. I'm waxing rhapsodic for 40 to 45 minutes and brightening your day, I'm sure. I hope people will check it out on iTunes, or you can just go to the website, harrisfootball.com.
All right, Christopher Harris joins us every week. Christopher, appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you next week. Enjoy your football Thursday.
Yeah, you too. Hope you guys have a good time tonight.
All right. I plan to, as long as we can avoid Thunderstorm Stan. That's the thing that concerns me. All right, guys. Got to tell you about FanDuel. You just heard us talking about it. This is your chance to get in, win some money, beat some of the blitzers, and prove that you're good at it. We know you're good at it. It's finally here, opening week of the NFL regular season. This is your last chance to join FanDuel if you want to get in on the games tonight. And obviously, if you want to use Gronk, you better get signed up if you're not there. FanDuel is the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners and more payouts than any other site. They're paying out over $75 million a week this football season, and I know you guys want to get you some of that. It's easy to build a team. You heard us talking about it. You stay under the salary cap. You, in this case, if you want an inexpensive quarterback, then you can spend more money on receivers and running backs and go after that first place, man. There's a lot of money out there. There's all kinds of options. You can play for as little as a dollar. You can play in heads-up matches. You can play in 10-person matches, or you can jump in and play our Blitz game, which is open until Sunday. So there's not the Thursday night game's not in it, but you can jump in tomorrow and jump in the next day. If you're not a member of FanDuel, all you have to do is sign up. I'll tell you how to do that in just a second. If you are a member of FanDuel, just go to FanDuel.com/Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. Sign up. It's $5. You're going to have a chance to win some serious dough because we've got a nice group of people, and the spots are filling up fast. So if you haven't done it yet, now is the time. If you're not a member of FanDuel and you want to play, very simple. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code Fowler and sign up now. Special offer if you're a new user. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel is going to match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Now, you don't have to put $200 in there. You can put less than that. If you just want to put in enough to play our little tournament, they'll match that too. The offer's only good for the first people, though, that use my code Fowler today. Don't forget to use the code Fowler. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FANDUEL.com. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Come out to Luke's Ice House for college game day viewing parties. A.J. Hoffman and ESPN 97.5 Road Crew kick the party off with Texas A&M, Texas, and LSU Saturday at 6. Plus, you can register to win Texas Cal tickets in Austin with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn on September 19th. I don't know why people are in such a bad mood today, but texter, y'all are full of bleep. Follows
bleep,
it up with
bleepity bleep bleep.
Fitzpatrick is better than Hoyer now, really?
I
got news for you. Go back and look at their numbers last year. By every measurable metric, Ryan Fitzpatrick was a better quarterback. Now, your hope is that, okay, you put Hoyer in this offense with theoretically more weapons, then he'll have a better season. But last year, Ryan Fitzpatrick was in wins, quarterback rating, total QBR, touchdown to interception ratio, every possible measurable statistic, Ryan Fitzpatrick was a better quarterback. So go look at the numbers and then get back to me. And then you can sign up for Lovely.
Not only that, look at their career numbers.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I guess whatever you're into.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, none of them, neither one is great.
No. I mean, we're talking about cold cereal and a bucket of snot, but last year, at least, I'll tell you what, Ryan Fitzpatrick was more than cold cereal last year. Last year, he was a kolache.
He was 6-6.
But still, but his numbers were pretty damn good. His quarterback rating was a career high.
He threw 17 touchdowns last year, which is two less than Brian Hoyer's thrown in his entire career. And that was in a 12-game season. So,
yeah, missed four games.
Yeah, I'll take Ryan Fitzpatrick over Brian Hoyer every day.
Yeah, and again, what you're hoping is that in this offense, Hoyer will be a better quarterback than that. And again, it's just a hope. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Well, earlier this week, AJ, I told you about how I had an encounter with a snake. That wasn't fun.
No, no.
There's a list of things that I don't really want to mess with. Snake is high on the list. You know what else is pretty high on the list? Bears.
See, it's so funny because I really like bears from a distance.
Well, yeah, if you're at the zoo, they're cool.
Oh,
to look
they're
at.
My favorite animal. I do love bears.
But if you lived in a small town in Russia?
Oh, no. But I feel like Russians, like, for if you grow up in Russia, I feel like dealing with bears is like us dealing with spiders.
Or cockroaches. I
mean? Yeah, it's part of life, man.
Yeah, except, cockroaches don't rip your face off, and neither do spiders. They can bite you, but apparently, a small town in Russia has been besieged by dozens of hungry bears in the past month. More than 30 have entered inhabited areas in the Primorsky region. The town of Luchogorsk, which is 21,000 people, has been particularly affected. Two large bears basically are wandering the streets and scaring local people. Asian black bears have also been seen, and a further three dozen bears are circling the town.
Am I dumb to feel like a black bear is probably not going to kill me?
Yes, sure.
They seem smaller than like a grizzly bear or a brown bear. Those seem more dangerous than the smaller black
bear. A brown bear, and I'm just going to guess a Himalayan bear is probably badass because every
Himalayan bears are small.
Are they?
They're good climbers though.
Because I would
I'm up on my bear knowledge,
really?
Bro.
Because I would assume that anything from the Himalayas, if you survive that, you're probably a badass. Like I wouldn't mess with a polar bear because if you can live in that stuff, you can rip my face off.
Polar bears are dangerous.
But anyway, kindergartners have been kept inside, and people are staying off the streets. They're ransacking the town.
Isn't Russia super poor?
Yeah.
This almost seems like a population control thing that they're doing. Like, maybe you shouldn't lock up people inside.
Well, that leader there, would you put it past him?
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm thinking maybe this is intentional bear release.
We can't kill our own people?
Yeah.
But let's send the bears in. So, anyway.
Call the bear.
Anyway, this is happening, and bear attacks have long been a problem in Russia, but when the food supplies run low. So apparently, not only are the people starving, but now so are the bears. So,
you know what those people should do? They should catch one of those bears and eat it in front of the other bears and let bears know who boss is. Like, humans aren't playing around anymore with you guys. We're serious about this bear-on-human crime, and we're going to fight back. We're going to fight the power.
So he says, just got back from Alaska. Signs say, black bears fight back, brown bears play dead unless it starts to eat you. Then they fight back. So,
okay, yeah.
So he says, it's easy to say Fitz beat him. Fitz had a 2-14 schedule and threw 5 TDs in one of those games. Actually, it was 6 TDs, wasn't it? But the 2-14 schedule, I wish people would quit. It's two games different.
Wait, were the Browns not playing a last place schedule?
The Browns played an awful schedule.
The Browns were the worst team in their division, too.
Yeah. So, come on, man.
It's not like, oh, well, the Texans had the worst record, so they get their schedule is a little easier than the Browns. No, that's not how it works.
You want to argue that if you want to argue that that Hoyer will be better in this offense and that he's a better fit for this offense, I'll listen to that, but, I mean, please. The 2-14 schedule thing, stop with that.
John, did you say something down our ear holes?
He did. Anyway, well, that was his. Well, first, that was his Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. So
try texting me, John, because your voice sounds like a monster.
It's I got him. I know what he's talking about. Oh, we're all good.
Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I had a backup gym of the day if you didn't have one today.
Really?
Well,
we could always do another one later.
We can maybe do that.
There's no reason to stop with one. Right now, though, I got to tell you about our good friends up at Tupelo's. on Rayford Road, and love those guys. Chip and his team, if you have not been up there and you live up in that area, man, you need to get there. It is a great place to watch the games. If you're looking for a place to watch a game tonight, go check it out. The TV's there. No matter where you sit, you got a great view. The food's terrific. They got a great beer selection. I mean, I have not found anything on that menu that I don't like. And you know what? You can go watch your Astros games there, and they really take care of you. It's also a great place for the whole family. And here's what else they're doing. Tupelo's first annual charity golf event is coming up. And ESPN 97.5 is proud to be a sponsor of it. And it's going to support a great cause. It's a great deal. And you can get an individual spot for $175. You can get a team for $500. And it's at the Woodlands Country Club Palmer Course, October 12th. And it's all proceeds benefit Easter Seals of Greater Houston. So please go and get signed up for that. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. And in the meantime, head on out to Tupelo's. You know I love it out there. We're going to be there Monday and for the first Monday Night Football game. Can't wait for that. It's really the kind of place you can make your home away from home. Tupelo's, 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. That's Tupelo's.com.
Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gal Media station.